You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is some fiery Amharic music to set you off on your right foot on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
This is really fun stuff. This is going to be quite a transition into the reflective, really deep show I planned today. You're listening to CITR. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku. Thank you for tuning in. And we are now transitioning into Kolnodadi Nomadic Voice here, airing out of University of British Columbia radio station. The number here is 822-2487. Kolnodadi airs Sundays 11 to 12 noon world music. Love to hear from you today. All right. Worku, anything to announce?
No.
This is awesome.
Next week. Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thanks.
All righty. So, last week was an hour of somehow fusion music from different places and spaces in the Jewish world. And today is somehow going to spin off of that. One thing that we did listen to last week was some beautiful Yemenite voices there. Specifically, one of the rising stars in Israel, Boaz Mauda. We're going to hear him. We're going to listen to more of his music later on today as well. But we're going to start with one of the legendary voices from the Jewish Yemenite world, Shoshana Damari. She was a Yemenite Israeli singer. She was known as the Queen of Hebrew Music. She was born in Yemen, and her family immigrated to Israel, or which was then Palestine, in 1924, in a wake of growing persecution against the Jews. And from a young age, Damari played drums and sang accompaniment for her mother, who performed at family celebrations and gatherings of the Yemenite community there. At 14, Shoshana Damari's first songs were broadcast on the radio. And basically, from that very young age, her musical career would blossom. And until very recently, until I believe 5 years or so, she was really still the voice of Israel. She passed away approximately 5 years ago, in fact, while in the midst of recording with Idan Reichel. But they did manage to record two beautiful songs together. And you can hear them on the Idan Reichel's album Ma'amakim, From the Depth. So we're going to begin with those two beautiful tracks. Shoshana Damari, featuring her beautiful, strong, husky, very, very unique voice. And we will move on from there. See what you think of this. This is Shoshana Damari. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, and this is CITR.
כל כך הרבה מילים אתה לא אומר, הייתי אוספת שאוכל להיזכר. כל כך הרבה שנים אתה מדבר, שותק לרגע עד לרגע אחר. על מה אתה חושב כשאתה אני איתך עכשיו שקט מסביב. על מה אתה חושב כשאתה לא מקשיב? עלה ניסה ברוח מתרומם, נופל על השביל. יושבים ביחד ושקט מסביב. נוספת שאוכל להזכר. כל כך הרבה שנים אתה מדבר, שותק לרגע עד לרגע אחר. על מה אתה חושב כשאתה לא מקשיב? אני איתך עכשיו שקט מסביב. על מה אתה חושב כשאתה לא מקשיב? עלה ניסה ברוח מתרומם, נופל על השביל. יושבים ביחד ושקט מסביב.
So there you have it. That's the voice of Shoshana Damari, Israeli Yemenite singer who was missed. She passed away about 5 years ago. But she was very much known as the queen of Hebrew music and very much known for her distinctive voice and very Yemenite pronunciation. She released her first record in 1948 and was especially popular among Israeli soldiers for whom she frequently performed later on in her career. In fact, almost at the end of her career, in 2005, at the age of 82, she recorded these two tracks for the Mi Ma'amakim album by the Idan Reicha Project, and she participated in some of their live performances. Actually, the two had been slated to begin another joint project together. In any case, I think these two tracks off of From the Depths is just, they're just beautiful, beautiful songs. So, a very interesting voice. Perhaps in the beginning, a not so harmonious to listen to, but after somehow it strikes a chord, and it's just it's a very strong voice. So, in any case, this is Shoshana Damari. This is her other track that she solos on in Mima Amakim off the Idan Reicha Project's album. And so, let's listen to that. This song is called Ha'er Et Enav. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, and this is CITR.
נושאת אותו בשתי ידי ומחכה שתרדה משם ינוע ירגע הייתי מחכה הייתי עוטפת אותו בשתי ידי ומחכה שתרדה משם ינוע ירגע הייתי מחכה שן ינוע ירגע הייתי מחכה אני עוד מחכה.
That was Shoshana Damari with the Danrecha Project singing Ha'er et Einav. You're listening to Kol Noredi on CITR. And speaking of Yemenite Israeli voices, we're going to listen now to a rising star who I played last week on Kol Noredi, Boaz Mauda, a youngin. He's only 23 years old or so, but he's got a glorious career ahead of him, I think. And he sings in one of the songs that he performs live. Well, a lot of them are traditional Yemenite songs that he sings with pride and that he sings with an air of excitement for transmitting and keeping to the Yemenite tradition of liturgy and of the spiritual music. He also sings, though, a cover of kind of a classic rock, if I can say so, song by a group called Shote HaNevuah. They broke up a few years ago and all went off to kind of start their own solo careers, but this song, Kol Galgal, the voice of the wheel, was a hit and kind of lingers in the air still today in Israel as one of those classic songs, a beautiful, beautiful melody. So this is Boaz Mauda doing Shote HaNevuah's song Kol Galgal, which means voice of the wheel. After we'll listen to the original version, but I thought we would hear Boaz Mauda first. Enjoy, this is Kol Noredi on CITR 101.9 FM.
מחשבות סתומות הולכות ומתגלגלות שוטט בעולם כל שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב שוטט בעולם כל שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב
That's Kol Galgal, the voice of the wheel, by Shote HaNevuah, the Fools of Prophecy. That album was released in 2000, and that song was quite a hit. It's kind of become a classic in its own right there. Thanks for tuning in to Kol Noredi CITR. I think it's time for a quick ad here.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the April edition of Discorder, you can check out cover girl Kellarissa, read up on Sun Wizard, Louise Burns, and the Cave Singers, learn about music waste, and check out fabulous art by Andrew Pomeroy.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
All right, just wanted to let you know about really interesting music and arts and dance festival coming up. This is the Gamelan Festival, celebration of Indonesian music, dance, theater, and food. April 15th to 17th at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts. That's SFU Woodwards. So on Friday, April 17th at 7:30, Balinese music and dance. Gamelan Gita Asmara, a 25-piece orchestra and special guest Balinese dancers. On Saturday, April 18th at 7:30 p.m., Javanese shadow puppet play, Anoman the Envoy. This is Gamelan Madusari and guest puppeteer Matthew Cohen. So it's April 18th at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th at 3 p.m., Terry Riley's In C and New Compositions. That's Gamelan C. Pawit and Gamelan Madusari. And there are other free workshops going on and sumptuous Indonesian food. So tickets are $12 in advance, very cheap, or $15 at the door. For more information, check out Caravan World Rhythm. So that's www.caravanbc.com. Sounds like a really, really rich festival. So that's April 15th to 17th. All right, thank you for tuning in today. I was really intent on exploring some new territory this Sunday morning. And a while ago, a friend of mine brought my attention to Avishai Cohen, a bassist from Israel who performs internationally. And, well, he's a bassist, a jazz bassist. He's also a composer, a singer, an arranger. He grew up in northern Israel, began playing piano at 9 years old, like so many of us did, and changed to bass guitar at about 14 or 15, inspired by the legendary bassist Jaco Pastorius. And he later on moved to New York City, got in contact with other jazz players and played a lot of Latin jazz and just experimented a lot. After a long period of performing in small clubs, Avishai Cohen got a phone call from the jazz pianist Chick Corea, was given a record contract, and in 96 became a founding member of Corea's sextet Origin. His first albums as a leader were subsequently released under Corea's Stretch label. He performed in Korea's bands until as late as 2003, when he left the Chick Corea New Trio. And he currently performs with his own group, the Avishai Cohen Trio, with New Jersey's Mark Guliana on drums, Israel's Shai Maestro on the piano. And his later albums have been released by this formation with extended lineup, including wind instruments. He is a really, really interesting musician. Always unpredictable, really just complex and beautiful, enlightening music to listen to from what I've heard so far. So I'm going to play a couple of songs off of one of his later albums. Not his latest, but released in 2009 album called Aurora. And this first song that I'm going to play for you is called Le Olam. See what you think of this. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Was Avishai Cohen, bassist, composer, singer, and arranger from Israel, and who has quite an international reputation. He has released now, over 11 albums, and his latest one released actually earlier this year, which I have not yet heard, but it's called Seven Seas. What I've been playing for you off of is Aurora, the album released in 2009, and the song that I just played for you was called Le Olam. Let's give a listen to one more song of his called Alon Basela. See what you think of this. Thank you.
פתקני את בועליה כשאני דומע אני זורע העצב הוא הנפש אני הטבע
That was Avishai Cohen with a song called Alon Basela. That was off of his album called Aurora, released in 2009. So there are actually two artists of this name, both Israeli. One, Avishai Cohen, who's the jazz bassist that I'm playing right now, but another actually is a jazz trumpet player. In any case, this is the one who you've been listening to, composer, bassist, arranger. He was raised by a musical family. As a child, he started playing the piano. And after a few years, moved to the bass guitar. Later, after playing in the army for a while, he moved to New York City, performed at small nightclubs. He was noticed by Chick Corea and was given a record contract. He's performed in two of Chick Corea's bands, Origin and the Chick Corea New Trio. But later on, went to form his own group called the Avishai Cohen Trio and has released many albums as such. And the latest one called Seven Seas, which was released earlier this year, which I hope to bring to Kol Noredi very soon. So thank you for tuning in to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice on CITR, and thank you for your phone calls today. It's always lovely to know you're out there listening and thinking about and just relishing in this music that I love too. So onwards, another artist that I recently became aware of is Inbar Bakal. There's actually not too much information about her. She's an Iraqi Israeli Jew, and she, like so many other musicians, Jewish musicians, draw on the liturgy and draw on the spiritual texts as inspiration and often as lyrics for their music. And so this is Inbar Bakal. She does so as well. Her album released a Song of Songs, and she does some very beautiful rendition of some of the Songs of Songs, and one of which is called Song of Ascendance, which we'll hear in a minute. But first I would like to play for you a song that she does called The Battle of Jerusalem. So this is Inbar Bakal, and this song is called The Battle of Jerusalem. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was Inbar Bakal with a song called Song of Ascendance, Shir HaMa'alot. And that was off of her album called Song of Songs. Beautiful, beautiful electronic music that is inspired with and by a lot of the liturgy, a lot of beautiful poetry from the ancient Jewish world. So that was Inbar Bakal. I think we have time just for one more song here that I'm going to leave you with. And I'd like to thank you so much for listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for tuning in. And next Sunday's show will be inspired by and revolving around Passover, because that is starting next week. So the theme of freedom. And so you can stay tuned for that. I'm going to leave you off here now with Zahava Ben, one of the most popular Israeli female vocalists in the kind of Middle Eastern style of singing. And she sings from her Moroccan Jewish heritage. And she has been around for a long, long time. And again, like Shoshana Damari, who I played earlier in today's show, she is a legend. So this is Zahava Ben with a song called Ma Yeh, What Will Be. In fact, this song was used on one of the kind of Buddha Bar albums, for better or for worse. They do some interesting things, but it's really nice to see her there on the international stage. So this is Zahava Ben with a song called Ma Yeh, and we'll have to leave it there. So thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful week. See you next Sunday, 11 to 12, on Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR with Zahava Ben.
Inap this, inap that. Take a rose too. A sosogado we promote. You see? Omeni ma wakalon. Jump up padon, otok na pusdon.
Yeah, shambo.